Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Lord, I've been
free,
delivered, and in your presence, Lord,
I found joy,
grace,
and favor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody, to Wednesday night Bible study. It's good to see everybody here on Wednesday night for Bible study. It's always a good time to learn, to receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom on the same God's word. So as we enter in tonight, let us go ahead and pray. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. To receive great and mighty from you on tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. Every scripture, every word that will go forward, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bring nourishment to our bodies, peace to our mind, healing to every part of our body. Amen. Knowledge and wisdom so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we ask that you allow every scripture and the system on tonight to take root and manifest in us mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, I ask you to bless everyone here in Bible study on tonight, their homes, oh God, their situation, oh God. I ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that you'll divinely intervene on their behalf, oh God, and turn it all around for their good. We send back every fiery dart of the enemy that's been sent our way. We send it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we cancel every assignment of a wicked one. Amen. Every plot, plan, and agenda, every scheme and technique that they're trying to use to cause confusion, destruction, sickness, disease, death, premature death, of any kind, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We send it back right now. May they be consumed with their own fiery darts. May the enemy be cut down right now in the name of Jesus Christ and push back. Hallelujah. We decree and declare right now that it is so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move mighty on this line today in the hearts of your children, Father God. We come against every unteachable spirit on tonight, every fighting spirit, spirit of confusion, rebellion spirit, spirit of anger, wrath. We come against every spirit of disbelief. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, worry, fear, pride. We come against every manipulating spirit, every lying spirit. We come against every hindering spirit. We come against every spirit of gossip and greed and gluttony. We come against it right now. Every spirit of infirmity, affliction, pain, and discomfort. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and leave our bodies in a normal way. And we decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We thank you for this day, this time. New mercy and new grace. We thank you and we love you, and we thank you for loving us first. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You all, it is so important. We are soldiers in God's army. We are warriors. Amen. We are built to war. Amen. We were born into a war. So every day is a war. Somebody with you out there is coming against you. My Lord, my God, you don't want to believe that people are doing these devious things who call themselves love you. When you're in Christ, and I'm saying this, it has something to do with religion, but it doesn't, but it has something to do with life. We don't want to believe that people can be so devious, but at the same time and say, in the name of Jesus. We don't want to believe that they can be so evil at the same time, pack a Bible around, but will cut you out and beat you up and be praying witchcraft prayers against you. And I just want to make sure that we're not in that place. Amen. That we'll be quick to forgive and let God have his way for the vengeance of the Lord. I know sometimes we get really frustrated. We want to handle that situation, but let go and let God handle it because he's going to handle it in its entirety. Amen. So today, you all, last week we were talking about the spirit of the Lamb, and we were talking about, you know, spirit of drunkenness. So today we're going to talk about the spirit of infirmity. And we're going to start in the book of Psalm 41 and 8. And I'm coming out the New King James Version. Psalm chapter 41, verse 8. Psalm chapter 41, verse 8. Amen. Yeah. The Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 41, verse 8, which is a psalm of David, the Bible says, an evil disease, they say, clings to him, and now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. So fatal diseases were considered a thing of belial, you all. So the Revised Standard Version says, a deadly thing has fastened upon him. He will not rise again from where he lies. So that's just a different version, you all. what the Bible is saying concerning in regards to the scripture in Psalm 41:8. So Belial has a host of spirits of infirmity and sickness that operate under him. So wherever there is immorality, you all, there will be sickness and disease. See, these are curses that come upon those who are perverse and crooked. Remember, Belial desires to draw men into sin, immorality, you all, and perversion in order to bring the curse of the Lord upon the nation. So we go to Hebrews 13:4. So let's go to Hebrews 13:4, you all. Hebrews 13:4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone that wants to read the scripture for us tonight, just press 1 if you want to read for us tonight. Hebrews, we're coming out of Hebrews 13:4. Hebrews 13:4. Amen. All right, Sister Villa, we have Sister Villa going to read for us tonight. All right, Sister Villa, go ahead. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm reading out the King James Version, Hebrews 13:4. Marriage is honorable in all, in the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge.
Amen. So we see in scripture, you all. So thank you, Sister Dilla. God bless you. Amen. So thank you, Sister Dilla, for reading that scripture for us. So God will judge whoremongers and adulterers. So it is possible that age is a thing of the law that cleaves to that person. Age is undoubtedly, you all, the result of sin, homosexuality, fornication, perversion, and drug abuse. Age is fatal. And in the natural, there is no cure. But the Taylor translation of Psalm 41:8 says, it's fatal whatever it is, they say. He'll never get out of that bed. See, the context for Psalm 41 is, again, the attacks of Belial against David, the Lord's anointed. David states, all that hate me whisper together against me, do they devise my hurt. So again, y'all, Belial is mentioned in this context, and I believe that, this is an end time spirit. So Belial has been released by the enemy to attack ministry gifts. So these can also include attacks of witchcraft against true servants of the Lord, which often manifest through sickness. Leaders need strong prayer support against these spirits that are released under the strong man, Belial, who hates and seeks to destroy ministry gifts. Amen. Let's talk about pornography, you all. Pornography. If you go with me to the book of Psalm again, Psalm 101:3. Amen. Psalm 101:3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 101:3. Give everybody a chance to get there. My Lord, my God. Good to see everybody in. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Good to see you in Bible study. This wins. Hallelujah. So in the book of Psalm 101:3, you all, the Bible says, I'm at the New King James Version, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. That's in the book. Oh, sorry, y'all. I'm reading the wrong one. Psalm 101:3. I was looking at 103 and 1. 101:3 says, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. So Psalm 101:3. I was reading the wrong scripture first. Psalm 101:3. I'm going to read it again. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. Amen? Okay. So the Harrison translation of Psalm 103 says, I will have not have anything unworthy in my presence. So this shows us the attitude and adherence, you all, we as people of God should have toward anything related to Belial. Anything based that's vile, unworthy, unclean, ungodly, contemptible, you all, wicked, blasphemous, or shameful, we should resist and abhor. So we are to abhor, you all, what is evil and cleave to what is good. When we look in the book of Romans, Sister Billy, can you go to Romans 12:9? Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Let me open up your line. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Yes, ma'am.
Romans 12, King James Version, it said, let love be without dissimulation, abhorred, that which is evil, cleave to that which is good.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Sister Billy. Hallelujah. So, abhor, you all, is a strong word. It means to regard with extreme repugnance. So to loathe, to turn aside or keep away from, especially in scorn or shuddering fear, to reject or to hate. Now, Psalm 101 and 3, where it can apply to the present day rise of pornography and sexual filth that Belial is flooding our nation with. On Facebook, I see so much of it, and I'm not trying to see it. I can just click on it, and there it is. I'll be deleting forever, you know. So one of the vilest forms of pornography is kiddie porn, which is a thriving business supported by pedophiles, you all. Pedophilia, you all, is sexual perversion which children are the preferred sexual object. Pornography opens the door for a host of evil spirits of lust and perversion. There has also been a connection between pornography and rape in some studies, you all. And it's so sad. This is the time we're living. You hear so much about self-trafficking. One of the young ladies that was in one of my shows before, I didn't even know. I don't know when it happened to her. Maybe the last few years. I haven't seen in a while. But I saw that she was on it. She was saying that she was part of it. She was one that, it happened to. You know, you never know. You just don't realize until it hit home. You hear about it. But when it hits home and it gets close to home and you realize this thing is real, this is happening. We don't see it for ourselves, but this is happening. Right up under our nose. Can I say that? Right up under our nose, it is happening. So we'll talk about wicked plots. It's just how my bill out here. We look in the book of Proverbs. You are Proverbs chapter 16, verse 27. So we're going to go over to Proverbs, and it's going to be chapter 16. And that's going to be, the verse is going to be 16 and 27. So it's Proverbs chapter 16, verse 27. The Bible says, an ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like a burning fire. We're talking about the wicked plots, you all. So you all, and I want to say what the American Standard Version of Proverbs 16:27 says. It says, a worthless man devises mischief. The Berkeley Version says, a worthless man plots harm. Devise means to plan or to bring about. So a plot is a secret plan for accomplishing a usual evil or unlawful end. So Belial causes men to plan and plot that which is evil. When we look in the book of Psalm 37 and 12, it says that the wicked plots against the just. So there are people involved in forms of witchcraft that are planning to destroy the church. You all, we've heard of witches fasting to break up marriages of Christian leaders. You all, it is real. It is happening, and to disrupt the church. Because if you cause the head to fall, if you cause the head to have confusion, then the body is going to fall. So they want to attack, the spirit wants to attack the head so it can disrupt the church. So, y'all, it is almost hard to believe that there are actual people this wicked. You see them, and they look one way, but they are wicked. They are wicked. So I believe it's because the Word of God states it. Most people would be shocked to know the types of gross sins and plots taking place behind closed doors. It is happening. It is happening. And Psalm 37 and 32 says, if you want to go with me, Psalm 37 and 32, I'll write it down so you can go back to it. I'll make sure I slow down here. Psalm 37, you all, Psalm, the book of Psalm, chapter 37 and verse 32. Hallelujah. Psalm 37 and verse 2, it says, 32, I'm sorry, 32 says that the wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. So the wicked watches the righteous lie and seeks to slay him. The Barclay translation says the wicked lies in wait for the righteous and seeks to put him to death. The New American Bible says the wicked spy on the just and seek to kill them. What a sobering thought, y'all. No wonder the word of God admonishes us to be sober and vigilant. The lie will influence men to plot against the righteous. My Lord, my God. I'm gonna see, does anybody have any questions or comments so far? I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. If you do, press one. Any questions or comments? My Lord, my God. All right. I just want to know what your all thoughts are on this lesson on tonight. As we're talking about, still talking about the spirit of the lie, the spirit of infirmity, hallelujah, and, understanding what's going on about pornography and children and how the wicked plots. My husband, I mean, we were talking about that the other night. Remember, we were talking about the stuff that people are doing to try to cause division, to wreak havoc. You're like, you don't talk to these people. You may know them, but you don't know what they're doing. Because anybody should say, yeah, man, I'm with you. Yes, how you doing? But inwardly, they have hate for you. And that's true. They'll be saying all the right things in front of you and acting and serving you. But inwardly, they have such a hate for you. They're plotting. You are. Hallelujah. That's why I said in the beginning of the Bible said that we are warriors. We're soldiers in God's army. We are warriors. Amen. And hallelujah. And our outcome is victory. We are victorious right now in this war. There's so many things. You wouldn't even believe it. Most people have to go through it for themselves to believe that this happens. That this happens. Oh, that's just Kim. Amen. God bless you, that is Kim. Go ahead. Welcome.
Amen. He was just talking about that pedophilia spirit and everything. I was telling my daughter, I just read an article, and a family took their 11-year-old to the hospital, and the child gave birth. And so they arrested like three other family members. And so I was reading an article on Facebook, and it said a newborn baby was found in a dresser sitting on the side of the road or whatever. And so this lady said, oh, who could be so evil, whatever. And I said, you know what, I thought that at first, but then because I know what kind of world we live in, who's to say that it was a sex trafficked child that gave birth and they made her throw the baby away? You never know what happened to make a parent put a child in a drawer. Even though the child lived, thank God, the baby is fine. But we never know the circumstance because we live in a polluted, disgusting world. Like you say, controlled by the lie, spirit of the lie. And so I just think we have to be careful when we judge things because we really don't know the whole circumstance. So, yeah, that's so true. That's all I was going to bring that comment to confirm, like, what you were talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. We are warriors. We don't fight. We have to, there's spiritual warfare, going on every day. I don't want you to believe that it's not because you prayed in prayer that it stops. They go back in for reinforcement. And they see that something is not working, and they will check to see. If it's working, because they operate with the spirit, and all these come about with the spirit operating. And so it's a strong spirit. And then it's a couple of one person.
Really
we're talking about a nation. So, anyway, thank you so much for your comment. God bless you.
No problem. God bless you, too.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. I receive it in Jesus Christ's mighty name. All right, let's talk about the spirit of Antichrist, y'all, lawlessness and rebellion. If you go to the book of Nahum, N-A-H-E-M, Nahum, with me, chapter 1, verse 11, Nahum, hallelujah. It is just sad to really know, we know it and we don't really want to think about it, how corrupt this world is, and even people that we know that we grew up with, or even people in our family, if you would be, I'm just about to say, I've seen it in my family, and I had to get away from that. I had to cut myself off from that because it's deep-rooted, some in the bloodline, and you have to really detach yourself from it. And you're trying to figure out, why am I like this, and where is this coming from? It comes from somewhere. So look in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 11, and I'm coming out of the New King James Version. The Bible says, from you comes forth one who plots evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor, my Lord, my God. And the Grossman translation of Nahum 1:11 says, from you has sprung one who plots evil against Yahweh, a man with the mind of Belial. Nahum is prophesying judgment, you all, against Nineveh and the Assyrian Empire. The king of Assyria was actually plotting against the Lord. I want you to understand this. He was actually plotting against the Lord, the creator of all, my Lord, my God. You have some people that think that they're beyond or more powerful than God. The Table Translation, y'all, says that who is the king of yours who does plot against the Lord? See, this is the spirit of Antichrist. When we look at the book of Psalms 2:2-3, the book of Psalms 2, chapter 2, verse 2-3, it says, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. So the ultimate goal of Belial is to cast off restraint. See, the church is a restraining force in the earth against the filth and ungodliness of Belial's desires to flood upon the earth. You know, the Amplified Bible says that they cast their cords of control from us. So these are the spirits of lawlessness and rebellion. Where there is no law, people run wild. So our entire judicial system was founded on the Judeo-Christian ethic found in the Bible. So in other words, the Bible is the foundation of our legal system. See, a society that rejects the Bible as its moral authority will eventually have problems with its judicial system. And you look on our money here in the U.S., it says, and God we trust. You know, Belial hates the restraining power of the Bible, the Holy Spirit, and the church. This is why he attacks them so viciously. Belial desires immorality, you all, and ungodliness to reign without any restraint. Belial is responsible for an attack upon our judicial system. Laws against homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, which were once much part of our legal code, are now removed. Come on now. Think about it. Everything that's going on right now, when you look at, I don't know the age of everybody that's in Bible study tonight, but I know for me and my husband, when we were coming up, it was no such thing. You were doing it behind closed doors. You was hiding it. And by law, a man could not marry another man. A woman could marry another woman. So it was against the law. All this changing and transgender and all this going on. And then look at it today. All is still removed. Everything that is taken out the system. So you are homosexuals believe that they have a right to live ungodly lifestyles. They believe that. Many people are clamoring, leave me alone and let me do what I want to do. Let me do me. I don't want a preacher to tell me what is right and wrong. See, separation of church and state, you all. My Lord, my God. I see it so, you know, it's so open and out, and, you know, and even with families are being accepting it. I'll tell you one thing about it. I'm not accepting. You can, if that's what you want for your life, but for me, I'm not going to endorse it, and I'm not going to act like it's okay. Amen? You all, you're taking prayer out of school. Did you used to pray when y'all were in school, brother? I mean, Pastor Danny. Did y'all pray when y'all were in school? Did y'all pray every morning? I don't know about y'all, like when they opened up, we had our morning announcement. Did y'all have prayer? I mean, every morning. This was on the announcement. Every morning, there was prayer, you know, hallelujah. See, this is an attempt to cast off restraint, you all. They're taking prayer. They're legalizing things, you know, same-sex marriage. There's just so many things that are going on. This is all an attempt to cast off restraint. My Lord, my God. Does anybody want to have a comment or question so far? Any comments or questions? Guzman? Comment? Got a comment? We're going to be able to hear you on this. You know? Okay, question? All right. Sister Bill, I think Sister Bill has a question. Sister Bill, do you have a question or comment?
I had a comment early. I had pushed it early, but y'all didn't
see
it.
Oh, I couldn't tell if you pushed it or not.
It was in Psalms, I think it was in Psalm 37, when it say how the wicked try to be looking out for the like us, getting the word and being the ones that are saved. It's like a lion or a tiger just waiting for their prey. They find the weakest one, they try to turn them evil. And that's what that's the part, that's what I got out of that. Yeah. I got that out of that. It's a whole bunch of that is going on. And then another thing, this don't probably don't have pertain to the lesson that we have. And I was listening to this little boy, he's a preacher, and he was talking about how people talk about us that's trying to get our life right when they ain't trying to do nothing. We call all type of names, you fake, you phony. Huh?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Yeah,
no,
we're fake and phony.
Awesome.
Yeah, so one thing about it, at least we're trying to get our life right when y'all not. So that's basically what I had to say. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your comments, Sister Bella. We surely appreciate
it.
Does anybody else have any questions or comments at this time? No? All righty. Okay. If you press one before, I can't tell if you have a comment or question. You have to, like, I guess, press it again because I don't want to open up your line if you don't. Amen. All right. So let's talk about the spirit conscious, you all. We'll look at 1 Kings chapter 21 with me. 1 Kings chapter 21. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 21. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at the book of 1 Kings 21, we see another example of Jezebel and Baal working together. See, the men of Baal were evidently hired to bear false witness against Nabal. The Taylor translation says, then two men who had no conscience accused him. Baal causes men to act without conscience. Apostle Paul further states that there would be those who would be speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. The Phillips translation, you all, says, whose conscience are as dead as seared fish, as seared flesh, I'm sorry, as seared flesh. The New English Bible says, branded with the devil's sign. The Amplified Bible says, whose consciences are seared. So, cauterized, you all, like cauterized, you know, like you cauterized. Cauterize, excuse my tongue is twitching up. You are to cauterize means to deaden. So one of the ways Baal is able to cause men to commit vile acts is by cauterizing their conscience. Let me spell it for you all. C-A-U-T-E-R-I-Z-I-N-G. Like cauterizing, my tongue is doing its own thing. Forgive me. So men without a conscience, you all, are capable of committing any act without feeling remorse. You ever have somebody go, do you even have a conscience? You know, people at least ask these vile acts, they do. You're like, do they even have a conscience? What should they do? They have no conscience. They have no conscience. Somebody that doesn't have a conscience, you all, they will do anything. They have no remorse. See, every person is born, you all, with a conscience. The enemy must neutralize the conscience before seducing people to commit certain sins. According to Titus chapter 1, verse 13, the mind and conscience can be defiled. To defile means to contaminate or make unclean. So this is obviously, you are a reference to evil spirits operating in the conscience. For me, if I say this, I mean, my conscience. If you have a conscience, I got to make it right. I got to get it right. So we have a conscience. See, when the conscience is seared, you all, men and women are open to all kinds of unclean spirits and are capable of all kinds of unclean acts. There are many people today who no longer feel that homosexuality or lesbianism or incest are wrong. You know, a lot of people that believe it, they have been catalyzed to believe at this point, operating with no conscience, that there's nothing wrong with it. Like, absolutely. And then it's convinced other people, oh, you know, they're in love, and you can't, who don't love anybody. You can't have who you fall in love with. It's okay, as long as you want to be with it, you're happy. So many people feel like there's nothing wrong with it. Amen? You know, that Belial has catalyzed the conscience to accept these things as acceptable, as an acceptable lifestyle. You know, when the conscience has been seared, men are capable of the violence and most sickening acts. There is almost no limit to what they would do, you all. The depravity that men can exhibit when the conscience has been seared. And when I say men, I mean mankind. Not just men, but woman and men. You've heard some things that as a mother, and you had another mother do it, and you go, how could a mother do that? How could a father do that to the child? You know, it's because the spirit of Belial has catalyzed their conscience. But you all, we're going to get ready to wrap up here shortly. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Press 1 if you do. Any questions or comments? Milo, you have a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Beth, you may have a question or comment here.
Hello?
Can y'all
hello?
Hear?
I can hear now when I press 1, but before
then
I couldn't hear anything.
Let me see. Sister Dilla, can you hear me?
I hear you now. Kim just called me.
Okay, you can hear me now. Okay, I don't know what happened. I thought somebody just texted and said they couldn't hear, and I didn't know y'all couldn't hear. Okay.
When Bubba came on, it went off. That's when how long it's been off.
Okay.
Right at 38
yeah,
minutes. It went off.
Okay, they couldn't hear you. The line went off. It went dead. That's why, which I was wondering why people was hanging there because they couldn't hear. And Kim is calling them because she couldn't hear. I'm just going to try that. Okay. All right, Pastor Lana, try it again. See, I'm leaving their lines open so they can see if they can hear you.
Well, it was, they couldn't
hear me at first. Amen. Well, I do pray, you know, that all that we have learned tonight, you know, about the spirit of Belial, you know, it is real, you know, and it's operating, you know, in this world, in the flesh of people that you are possibly next to every single day, people that you talk to, it could be your neighbor, it could be anybody. I mean, it can be a niece or a nephew or aunt or uncle. I mean, the spirit of Belial, you know, he definitely operates, you know, in people. But thank God that we have, you know, thank God that we have Jesus to look to. You should be able to see God in people. You should be able to see Jesus in people. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you all for here. Amen. Okay,
yes.
I'm not sure what happened. I know the hung up, I guess, because the line went out with you. I was still on. Amen. So we thank you, Pastor Manny, for that. At least I got an opportunity to hear everything you were saying versus the enemy didn't want it to be delivered, to be heard. But the devil still goes forward and understanding what he was saying is that a lot of us deal with things from childhood, it happened to us as a child, it starts in childhood, or it's already been rooted in you to be activated as you grow older. And so we thank God today.
From the child, from your youth, you might not see
They can't hear you, sir. Yeah, because I... Okay, I'm going to show you how to carry it. Miss Tanya, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay. All right. So we're going to wrap up here in our study, but before we leave, we're going to talk about unthoughtful, unloving, and inconsiderate. When we look in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 22, and the book of Matthew, 24 and 12, as referenced tonight, after David pursued the Amalekites from Ziklag, you all, and recovered the spoil. So men of Belial manifested a selfish attitude towards the ones who could not continue in the battle because of weariness. So David's attitude was to part the spoil equally among all the army because he considered all of those in his band. So, but the men of Belial were selfish and only concerned about themselves. The Knox translation calls them churlish. Hallelujah. Calls them churlish, graceless fellows. 1 Samuel 30 and 22, we see here. Webster defines graceless as immoral, unregenerate, you all, devoid of attractive qualities. On the other hand, to be gracious means to be considerate and thoughtful. So those influenced and controlled by Belial are selfish, inconsiderate, unthoughtful, and unconcerned about the needs and condition of others. They are without affection or pity. You all, they're merciless, amen, unloving, and unpitying. And we're talking about Belial here, the spirit of Belial. And I'll give you all the scripture while we wrap up here tonight. Amen. Excuse my tongue, my voice, and everything else. It's like it's twisted. The book of Matthew 24 and 12. In the book of Matthew 24 and 12, the Bible says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." That's Matthew 24 and 12 that says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." So this is a condition known as cold love and is the result of iniquity. The word iniquity is, the word iniquity in this verse means lawlessness. Your iniquity causes men to lose their compassion and tenderness. It causes men to become callous and merciless. Other spirits at work with cold love are betrayal and treachery. See, these are end-time spirits. The law is an end-time spirit that will cause inequity and lawlessness to abound. End-time does not mean this spirit has not been in existence before. It simply means it will be in strong manifestation in the last days. Your other terms to describe cold love are to be pitiless, ruthless, having no compassion, have no pity, show no mercy, hard as one's heart. My Lord, my God. I hope you all received enough today to take with you to apply to our daily lives. I pray that we all have the spirit of discernment, that God would increase the spirit of discernment on our lives. Amen. That we will not operate according to Belial, the spirit of Belial, and identifying those that do. Amen. And understanding that you are a soldier in God's army and you are made to war. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Does anyone have any questions or comments at this time as we wrap up? I hate that the line went out and some people hung up because I guess they thought the system hung them up because they couldn't hear. But I thank you all who did hold on, that you all showed on to complete the lesson on tonight. So I thank you all again. We'll continue to study on how the spirit of Belial works. When we get back together next Wednesday, we'll talk about ungodly soul ties. My Lord, my God, ungodly soul ties and how the spirit of Belial operates in that. Amen. So if anyone doesn't have any more questions, if there's no more questions or comments, but if you do, press 1. And we'll be happy to answer any comments or questions. Amen. Nobody? Okay, Minister Ryan was texting. Hallelujah. Well, God bless everyone on tonight. I pray that all received and that all has been blessed with the lesson on tonight. I hope I wasn't moving too fast and that my words came through pretty good. I hope so, right? Amen. So let us pray as we leave this call, this line, but never in God's presence. Father God, we thank you for one more time, oh God. We thank you for this opportunity to allow us to come and receive, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you continue, oh God, to grow us spiritually. We pray right now, Father God, for increasing our spiritual growth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we will operate according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. Amen. We decree and declare that we are the righteous of God and we are the Holy Spirit working on the inside. Amen. That we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. And we can decree and declare right now victory. So we decree and declare by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we are victorious right now, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that the wicked one has no right to us, and we are blessed, and we can never be cursed because you, Heavenly Father, have blessed us. But we leave this line, but never your presence. Lord, I ask that you go with us all on today, on tonight, and when we lay down to rest, oh God, we thank you that you are with us. We pray, oh God, as we lay down tonight, oh God, that you will bring healing to our bodies and restoration and peace to our minds. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We feel every interest right now of our home. Hallelujah, and all that we have with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Thank you all again. Thank you, Sister Billet, for your reading on tonight's reading. And God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of this word. And thank you, Sister Connie, Brother Lynn, and Evangelist Kimberly, Reverend Holes, and everyone else that tuned in tonight for our Bible study. God bless you. We love you. Pray for us, and we are praying for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord, and the devil is defeated. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living